Welcome to Hope is Here. My name is Greg Horn, and we are continuing our conversation with Steve Flaherty. Steve is an outstanding author who's written 6 books. We're focusing on 4 of those books. It's called Kentucky's Everyday Heroes, and we are talking about people that have given hope either because of circumstances they have overcome or because of something they've done to provide hope to people. In our first program that we talked with Steve yesterday, we talked about a gentleman named Kendall Harvey who provided 3-wheel bikes for kids that had disabilities such as Down syndrome, and it was powerful. I was really blessed by this Kentuckian. So if you missed that, I want to encourage you to go to our website. That is at hopeishere.today. hopeishere.today, and check out our 14-minute talk with Steve about this hero in Western Kentucky, Kendall Harvey. Well, Steve, let's don't want to waste any more time because you've got lots of great heroes you wrote about in this series of books called Kentucky's Everyday Heroes. But one of the ones that really, really blessed me, this was a person that overcame a lot of just adversity. And Teresa, I don't know if I'm going to say her last name.
Exley.
Okay. It's spelled O-E-C-H-S-L-I, so I didn't want to take a chance on butchering it, but tell us about Teresa.
Greg, Teresa's story makes the point right off that everything isn't always as it seems, even in Christian homes. And Teresa was one of those who, in her home, had a sister and a mom and dad, and they had a proverbial white picket fence, and they went to church, and probably the neighbors around there thought things were going great. There's a Christian home. That's the way it ought to be. And what was happening inside the church for young Teresa and her sister was not good at all. There was an alcoholic father, and there was particularly a lot of abuse towards the mother. And Teresa told me that things got so bad for her and her sister in watching that during that time, even as they were a church family and so forth. There would be times that her and her sister would just hold on to each other tightly in an embrace, because one was afraid that the other would be taken away, and they didn't want to leave at least that part of the part of their family. It was a great fear. And Teresa's mother, had a difficult time too, and although she showed some bravery during that time, she later developed an alcohol problem herself. But her father left at about age 7, and so here was this white picket fence home that really wasn't like people thought it was. And Teresa went on went to high school, got pregnant. Fortunately, along the way, there was a group there at the high school that particularly helped young ladies who had gotten pregnant and helped them to learn how to be a child. So there was some support there. And later,
it's called a teenage parent program.
Yeah. And so that was very, very helpful. But
a long time ago, that wasn't as common.
Yeah. But you know, her mother did some brave things. Went on to school at a local beauty college, and to work and make money. She would do cleaning, and she'd have the little girls there and so forth. But with all that, the damage that her mother had been around and so forth, her own problems, she ended up having an alcohol problem too. She was able to graduate from high school. Teresa was, go on ended up working, going to a dental school, and ended up working in a dental clinic.
Let me hold you right there. One of the things I thought was great that you wrote about, Steve, about Teresa, was that, you know, after she got pregnant, you know, she got involved in that teenage parent program, mm-hmm. and they gave her lots of counseling. They financed daycare. It enabled her to finish her diploma. And the quote that you listed in your chapter on her in one of your books, mm-hmm. Kentucky's Everyday Hero, Teresa said, "It was a godsend for me, and what I needed to reorganize my life. What seemed like a curse was really a blessing." So out of all the dysfunction you shared about.
Even with the pregnancy and so forth, and that helped got there. Yeah. So she went to a dental school, and about this time too, she met a man who would later become her husband. Was a wonderful person, and he had a great family situation. And in the process of them getting courting and so forth, he brought her into the family, and Teresa told me how. She learned how to do birthday parties and how to, hug people and do family traditions and things like that. And she later married that person. But I want to talk about a little bit about a special person that came along in Teresa's life as she was. It got to the point she was working in a dental clinic. And a lady by the name of Jeanette came along who had been abused herself. And so they really had some connection.
Common bond there.
They had a common bond there, yeah. And this woman was really neat. She lived in a center for abused women. But she was dynamic. She would come to some of the church-related things that Teresa's church had, and she would take back things to where she was living, and Jeanette did, and to with that group, and had a very strong spirit for the Lord, and so that helped her, and through those difficulties, her and Teresa began to talk about some type of a transition kind of place for people that had difficulties like them and with abuse and so forth. And they sat down at a table and began to make plans. And about 2 weeks later, Jeanette, this dynamic young person, was killed by her former husband was murdered.
Wow.
And so that gave Teresa, who now had a huge dream to help people that had gone through what she had gone through, and Jeanette, that gave her inspiration. And so she first worked with her own church, the Southeast Christian Church in Louisville, and they ask her to work with a small group over in the west end of Louisville, a very poor area over there. And she did. She got some experience, and then she decided that she was going to do what it took to gain an actual building, sort of a transition kind of a building. And finances would be a problem and so forth, but that she feels like her faith in God worked that out. A minister had a house that he was able to get her reasonable. And I had a chance to be down in that house. It's down in the poor end, the west end of Louisville, beautifully taken care of house. And she now has, the last time I talked to her, she had over 50 women and their children over the years come in there. She has some strict rules about that. She's going to go to some Bible studies. If you have an addiction problem yourself, you have to be a part of groups there. She has been, to use her own words, previously a godsend for people that have experienced the abuse she has that even now Teresa deals with, but thank God for a loving husband and a way to take this pain that she experienced in her own life and to help other people have not so much pain. So it's called the Jose's House, and it there's sort of the symbolism there of restoration a new life. You may be more familiar with that Old Testament passage than me.
Yes.
But I know that that is a beacon of hope for some ladies and their children going through some very difficult experiences in downtown Louisville.
The Book of Hosea, I mean, you know, where she was even involved in prostitution, and yet, you know, God had a whole book in that talking about that. And the thing I loved about this that you wrote about Teresa's life, Steve, in your book, Kentucky's Everyday Heroes, about her, is that the things that kind of came to mind for me about was, one, God never wastes a hurt. Mm-hmm. She took the wound that she had, and she's used it to help others that have been wounded if we will let God heal that. And so she took, you know, as the old saying goes, her scars became salve for somebody else's wounds. And so I love that. And you know, just her endeavor of hope was sparked by the lady that you talked about, Jeanette, that lived at the center. And I love what the acronym for Hosea they talked about there at the Hosea House in Louisville. H stands for healed, O for optimistic, S for saved, E for educated, A for accepted, and then I love this S for women have been through abuse like that. S stands for secure.
Yeah. And just sitting down and talking with this lady, you just get this strong feeling she's been there. And she doesn't want other people to experience that kind of, and she thinks of the children of these ladies that she's working with, and she speaks with authority, and she speaks with a focus on doing God's will. I mean, she can't say three sentences without talking about God's will and what we're open to, and so forth. And you know, as any good program needs, funds would be important, and those people that might want to go to her website, a beautifully done website that has some personal testimonies on it and so forth, would be HoseaHouse.com, HoseaHouse.com. And I think you will be blessed. You're looking for a way to give to help relieve some pain, get to know Teresa and her work through HoseaHouse.com.
Yeah, it is really a great, great ministry, so I would encourage you to check that out. And I love the thing that she did going into that really, you know, tough area of Louisville there, in a low-income area. And she said that's in the chapter she wrote in the book, Kentucky's Everyday Heroes. She said some of the members of the fellowship group Bible study she was leading said, hey, there's a lady across the street who didn't have food. And so Teresa, instead of, you know, like I'm guilty doing, okay, well, I'll do something. She looked at them and said, well, she's not my neighbor, she's yours. So what are you going to do about it? And so they created ownership in their own neighborhood, even though it was a very challenging economic neighborhood. And then to raise funds, they went door to door after buying a fishing pole at Walmart and had some bake sales and fundraising dinners and raised $118. And she said, Teresa said, you know, to me, that meant as much as some of the big one-time checks we've written, because I know all the ladies had to overcome to raise that $118.
Yeah, and Teresa, in what you read there, she doled out some hard medicine to the lady and those around there, but they responded because they knew she had been there, and she understood, and so that was information that they took, and we're blessed by it and blessed others by it. So a person with that kind of heart it's authentic, can be powerful.
Amen. Well, stay with us. We've got to wrap up today's program, but tomorrow Steve's going to be with us for one more day as we continue to talk about people that provided hope from his series of books called Kentucky's Everyday Heroes. We'll see you tomorrow on Hope Is Here.